The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading the news.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and for the next hour, we will be giving you lots of information that you can use to improve your good health. And I believe joining me on the phone is our fearless leader, Mr. Al Foreman. Good morning, Al.
Well, good morning, Janet. Nice to hear your voice. And, of course, after I finish my little blurb speaking to you, I'm going to be tuned in to the radio here at 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, listening to the great information you're going to be able to share with our listening audience. We are still under construction here. There are many things going on, and if you hear any background noise, it's the workmen finishing up the work that they have started and looking to complete by hopefully in the next couple of weeks. We are still planning on opening sometime in November. Don't have an exact date yet, but hopefully it should be sometime around Thanksgiving. And we, of course, will keep our listeners up to date as to what is the opening date for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center at 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, which is located in the Penn Dutch Plaza Shopping Center. And for people that want to watch and see videos of how the progress is coming along, just go to the site, www.saveALotNutritionCenters.com, and you'll be able to view everything in video form that has been posted, as well as the phone number. If you have any questions, you can use that phone number to call Save-A-Lot, the store, and you can rest assured that a live person, even though we're not open for business, will be answering the phone. And that's something we plan to do when we do open, is that there will not be any mention of any voicemail messages when you do dial a number. A live person will respond to you rapidly and efficiently, and, of course, give you the kind of answer that will know that you're in good hands. So we're very proud of that fact, and that we intend to keep it that way.
Al, I have a question. When you look around the store, can you give us a little bit of a description about what's going on there today?
Well, we have electricians working. We have painters working. We have construction people still doing some touch-up work, so to speak. And other than that, the fixtures that were supposed to be delivered this morning, because of a hang-up with the trailer coming from Carolina, will not be here until Friday.
Oh, my goodness.
So, those things happen. It's part of the business. It's unforeseen, but we have to learn how to deal with it. So on Friday's show, Janet, hopefully I'll give you the high sign that the fixtures are being unloaded and installed. And that generally will take somewhere between 4 and 5 days for the installation to be complete. Once that installation is complete, we will then start putting what we call facings of product on the shelf to allocate the space for the different companies that we'll be handling here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And just to give you some idea, I'm sure that many of the companies that you are familiar with will be located here, such as Jarrow, Nutraceutical, which is a whole host of many different companies, Source Natural, Planetary Formulas, Country Life, Now, Solgar, Garden of Life, and again, numerous companies in the areas of supplements, vitamins, herbs, personal care, pet care, household products, and, of course, some grocery specials. And grocery special will be organic only. So whatever groceries you do sell, they're going to be dry. They'll be non-perishable, and they'll be at a price that you can well afford and recognize the value in what we're offering to the public at the prices that we'll be selling it for. So those are all things going to be happening here at Save-A-Lot in the next couple of months. And we do look forward to the opening at some time in November, which, again, will keep our listeners abreast of.
And
but in the meantime, Janet, I know you want to share a lot of great information with the listeners. So I'm going to let you do that. If you have some parting words for me, I'll be more than happy to listen to them right
now. Okay. Well, today I'm going to be talking about a very specific threat to our immune systems that may very well be related to many different types of diagnoses of degenerative diseases that are such an issue here at home in the United States. I have one more question having to do with the store. Are there secret plans being made for a fabulous opening celebration?
Well, that is a little bit too soon yet, but we're working on it.
Okay. I think that over the years, people have come to know that celebrations at the stores that you organize, very exciting and very well worth the trip to the store because of all of the very exciting specials.
Well, I appreciate the accolades, and you can rest assured that we will have a very, very special grand opening, no question about it.
Right. Okay. So I send my very best wishes for a smooth and easy day, and I hope that trailer truck from Carolinas makes it down to South Florida on time.
Well, thank you very much, Janet, and we'll be talking again tomorrow morning.
Okay, sounds like a plan. Have a great day. Thank you, Al.
Thank you very much. You do the same. Bye-bye.
Bye. So that's the update from the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Lots of very busy people at the store there. And, of course, any of our listeners, if you want to drop by and see for yourself the progress that's going on at the store, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, also known as 441. And when you look at the shopping center from 441, you see Penn Dutch on your left toward the middle of the center, and all the way to Penn Dutch is on your right, and all the way to the left at the very south end of the shopping center is the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Store. And the landmark as you're driving south on 441 is Spirit Halloween Store. You turn right there, immediately turn right into the shopping center, and you will be seeing the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center logo and sign on the front and the side of the store. Okay, so one more announcement before I get started today. The PATH meeting takes place tonight, and PATH is Positive Alternative Therapies in Healthcare. And so you can meet with like-minded individuals and find out the most supportive things that you can be doing to enhance your health, recover your health, support your energy and all of the different systems of your body. And that takes place tonight. The subject tonight will be balancing body, mind, and spirit. And it takes place at Temple Beth David on Southwest 3rd Street in Miami. The occasion begins at 7:30, and that's tonight. Temple Beth David, Southwest 3rd Street in Miami, and the subjects, balancing body, mind, and spirit. So important to understand that you do need to have all of those different systems of your body in sync, and that's the way things work the very best when you support all different aspects of your being. Okay, so what am I talking about today? Your immune system. And certainly, we may very well be of the opinion it's the cold and flu season. We have to support our immune system. But when you stop to think about it, you need to be supporting your immune system all the time. And what do I mean by that? Well, okay, during the fall and winter, yes, it's cold and flu. Those viruses are more prevalent. But in the springtime, when things are blooming, one of the issues that many people deal with would be allergies because of pollen and all of that new growth. And so, with the pollen in the air, people may very well have triggers that create problems with their sinuses. Maybe they have scratchy throat. Maybe they have a little bit of an earache, whatever. Lots of different signs and symptoms when you are exposed to that pollen in the springtime. What do you want to do? You want to balance your immune system. And then in the summertime, okay, maybe you are exposed to too much sun. Maybe you're involved in some summertime sports and you get overextended with those sports, overheated. Maybe you are dealing with some other types of threats to your immune system. Maybe you're traveling, and that is always a little bit of a change with regard to what your immune system has to handle. So all the different seasons of the year do actually require you to have a healthy, highly functional immune system. And that's what I'm going to be talking about today. Some of the very best suggestions that I can give you with regard to immune system support. And then some very surprising information with regard to threats to your immune system that you might not necessarily have even considered. And what am I talking about? It is Mycoplasma pneumonia. And you may have seen a section on your blood test report that gave you insight into the possibility that you had this microorganism circulating in your body. Maybe you feel absolutely fine. There's no symptom, no issue that you can point to that say, okay, I'm under threat and it must be that mycoplasma. Well, the interesting part of this whole discussion is how very contagious mycoplasma is, how very widespread it is. So lots of information on mycoplasma pneumonia, what are the causes for being infected with that, what are some of the symptoms, what can you do to treat it. And so that's what we'll be discussing today. And for right now, we're going to take a short break on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. We just heard from Al Foreman, who is working very hard at the store to get that location open for business. And I'll be right back with more about mycoplasma. Stay tuned.
You can find out more about the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, sav-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. Want more information? Send an email to al@savealotnutritioncenters.com.
Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That's where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait around for special sales. Every day of every week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. info@savealotnutritioncenters.com. Hi, and welcome back to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm talking about threats to your health and well-being, threats to the function of your immune system. And I'm looking at an article, and the headline of the article says, our immune systems are withstanding more assaults than ever before. And the article talks about the increased prevalence of illnesses. And that certainly is demonstrating the need for a variety of different approaches that go far beyond just expecting antibiotics to do the trick to support our health and well-being. So I mentioned Mycoplasma pneumonia, and the information that I'm talking about is from a newsletter, and they're talking about the hidden cause of your most stubborn health problems. And they're referring to mycoplasma. These are colonies of what they refer to as a stealth pathogen. It's the hidden cause. They're saying it's the hidden cause of your most stubborn health problems. And it's astonishing how many different infections, as well as chronic degenerative diseases, autoimmune diseases, have a relationship, are possibly triggered by this microbe. And they're saying, researchers are saying that virtually all human beings are infected with the mycoplasma. And so, again, when you're doing a blood test and you find that mycoplasma pneumonia listed on your blood test, and you can see how significant the replication is within your body. And when those numbers go very high, it is very likely that your body will be producing symptoms of some immune dysfunction, inflammation, pain. Something is wrong, and it may very well point to mycoplasma as the cause. They're saying that it is one of the most insidious disease-causing microorganisms of all times. And it's so amazing how this microorganism is introduced into our bodies. They're saying that some of the degenerative diseases that I was mentioning include arthritis. Now, it's interesting when you start to talk about arthritis that very often in samples of synovial fluid, there are infectious microorganisms. So we just think of arthritis typically as a disease of older individuals where the joints have been succumbing to the effects of wear and tear over a long life. Maybe there's additional inflammation. Maybe there's a genetic predisposition to developing arthritis in a certain area of the body, maybe your knees, maybe shoulders, maybe neck. And you look at the older individuals in your family and you say, okay, well, they had it, and so it's a genetic weakness of mine. Diabetes, the same thing. And who would think that an infectious microorganism could be a contributing factor to the development of diabetes? You think, okay, that's once again deterioration of the body's ability to deal with sugar and carbohydrates. So infection? No, that's not where we look at all when we start talking about diabetes. It is the attempt on the part of the medical community to address diabetes by attempting to balance insulin levels. And so we have very sophisticated tests enabling us to determine blood sugar levels and so on, insulin levels. But we don't necessarily look at microorganisms as an inflammatory trigger that ultimately, depending on the individual's weakness, that weakness manifests as blood sugar instability. Thyroid disease. Once again, we never look in the area of infectious microorganisms. We simply say that the thyroid is struggling. It may not be mainstream medicine is going to give you a synthetic thyroid hormone and say that they've done their job because your numbers on your blood tests are just right where they should be. However, maybe it is some sort of microorganism contributing to inflammation, interfering with the proper function of thyroid gland cells, and ultimately there is manifested some form of thyroid disease, and the cascade of symptoms associated with thyroid dysfunction is astonishing. Certainly, it's related to a certain extent with the development of blood sugar instability, related to a certain extent to joint discomfort, headaches, so poor energy, weight gain. The list goes on and on and on with regard to what happens when your thyroid isn't working properly, and nobody is considering, well, I shouldn't say nobody because these researchers are talking about it, but mainstream medicine certainly is not addressing the possibility that there is a microorganism that is contributing to the thyroid disease. Adrenal disease, same thing. Heart disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, colitis, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, and even Alzheimer's disease, and they're saying some forms of cancer. There have been four different types of mycoplasma that have been detected in cancer cells. So they know that the mycoplasmas are responsible for causing pneumonia, bronchitis, upper respiratory infections, and that kind of chronic upper respiratory dysfunction where, oh, maybe you're exposed to a little bit of a cold virus and unless you address it very, very quickly, it goes into bronchitis. There are so many older individuals that I'm seeing as counseling clients have been diagnosed with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD. So many older individuals being diagnosed with asthma, and even kids. So many kids now dealing with a diagnosis of asthma. So it is not a subject that is talked about with any kind of frequency. And many of the doctors, even though they may be testing for that mycoplasma, it comes back on the blood test result, but very often, unfortunately, not too much is done about it. And so when people are dealing with a diagnosis, they come to the doctor and they have any one of those different diagnoses that I was mentioning, from arthritis to cancer to Alzheimer's and so on, even though the mycoplasma might be detectable in the blood work, maybe the level of it is not attention getting. Maybe the decision on the caregiver is that, oh, it's so minimal, it's there, but there's not so much that is present in the blood, and that could not possibly be the cause of the issue, the health issue that you're dealing with. And what have we come to rely on almost exclusively for years and years and years to treat pretty much any infection? Okay, the antibiotics. And what's going on now? the antibiotics aren't working. And so over the years, if someone does have a mycoplasma test and it comes back and the numbers are high and the decision is made to treat it with antibiotics, there's a very specific list of antibiotics to choose from that up until this point, up until recently, these antibiotics have been successful at reducing the number of mycoplasma pneumoniae in the bloodstream. However, these are very insidious, stealthy microorganisms, that have a truly unique way of infecting cells. And so the numbers initially may go down if you've been given doxycycline, tetracycline, even the quinolones. They have been used with a certain amount of success against the mycoplasma. So, okay, we think we've conquered what we need to conquer. However, when I come back from this break, I'm going to tell you kind of how these mycoplasma infect your cells and how it's virtually impossible to truly get ahead of the infection using the antibiotics, or even the next step of treatment in mainstream medicine is corticosteroids. So prednisone and methylprednisone, those things used in addition to the antibiotics. But when you hear this description of what the mycoplasma does within your body, you'll see that those antibiotics probably have limited ability to truly wipe out this infectious microorganism. And one other aspect of this is we have been so overexposed to the antibiotics that those microorganisms that once succumbed very easily to the presence of an antibiotic, they have gotten so smart and evolution has taken place, and now they no longer succumb to the presence of the antibiotics. So you are listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. Al Foreman joined us at the top of the hour, but he's hard at work at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. So I'm here talking to you, giving you some information about a serious threat to your health and well-being, and I will be right back with some more answers. Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune in every weekday morning to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'll be available for nutrition counseling sessions at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and we will keep you updated on construction progress. Located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, in the Penn Dutch Center.
Janet Cimarelli wants to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, or otherwise known as 441. You will find a Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Stop in and say hello. Get the latest news on EDLP and the great things you will soon find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon.
And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. And as that little commercial told you, I will be available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate to review your blood work, to deal with different questions you might have with regard to your diet, your supplement program, your exercise, your entire lifestyle, and address certain areas where you might need additional support to get that equilibrium, that balance, that energy, that feeling of vitality and well-being we're all searching for. Okay, so I started talking about the mycoplasma, and it's so amazing because the medical community was at one point thinking that the mycoplasma were very rare and probably harmless. And what they have discovered is these microorganisms were virtually undetectable by standard medical technology. And why was that? Because they were able to penetrate very deeply within the tissues and within the cells of the human body, where they hide and are able to evade detection with the standard medical test for infectious diseases. And new testing has come around, and they have found that the mycoplasmas are far more common than anybody ever realized. So the new testing has absolutely blown the science that has been typically used as the gold standard for testing infectious disease. And what the new testing has accomplished is they've determined that this infectious disease plays a role in many of the degenerative diseases and autoimmune diseases that we did not believe have any connection to a microorganism that's infective. It's so amazing. He's saying this, that virtually every chronic degenerative disease may very well have their roots. The basis of this disease is in these very tiny microorganisms, the microorganisms that are so hard to detect, and they are deep within the tissue and cell. Okay, so I mentioned arthritis, lupus, MS, heart disease, and cancer. And they have determined that the presence of these mycoplasmas are very much related to these diagnoses, rheumatoid arthritis, Alzheimer's. So what happens is when the mycoplasma burrows very deep within the cell and through whatever type of trigger, the mycoplasma comes out of the cell. And when it comes out of the cell, it takes a scant bit of the cell with it and then goes on to infect another cell. Well, what does that do? It confuses your immune system. So your immune system, having identified the presence of the mycoplasma, then goes after it. But because there is that little shred of the original membrane, the original infected cell, it confuses your immune system, and ultimately the body begins attacking your own cells. So it's essentially attempting to go after the mycoplasma, but it is also attacking the host cell. And that's where we get that connection to autoimmune disease, autoimmune diseases that we've talked about, rheumatoid arthritis, Crohn's disease, fibromyalgia, ALS, multiple sclerosis. And so you can see how this microorganism can infect so many different cells, and your body's immune response is not only going after that mycoplasma, but also going after your own cells. they have their the there are researchers who have worked with determining levels of mycoplasma within certain cancer patients, and some of the research say that they have seen, researchers say that they've seen evidence that mycoplasma are very active in 80% of cancer patients, as well as the mycoplasma being involved in the autoimmune process. The NIH, there's a researcher at the U.S. National Institutes of Health in Bethesda, Maryland, and what he had to say was he is of the view that the probable cause of chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, and other forms of chronic degenerative disease is mycoplasma. There is a virologist for Merck, and he has stated that this insidious disease-causing agent is now carried by virtually everybody in North America and probably most people throughout the world. Now, here's the kicker. It's astonishing. How did we all get infected with this tiny and potentially deadly disease-causing pathogen? Hold on to your seats. The emerging consensus among cutting-edge medical researchers is that most humans were inadvertently vaccinated with them. Some of the most common contaminants of commercial vaccines are mycoplasmas. And this is one of the researchers. Let's see, he just delivered a research paper to top medical authorities, and he continues, he says, these tiny microorganisms don't have rigid cell walls like most bacteria. Instead, they have fluid lipid outer surfaces, and he likens their outer surfaces to jellyfish. And because of this, they can squeeze and bend and move into very tight spaces between the cells. They also slide right through laboratory and hospital filters that are used to produce or maintain sterility. Okay, so here we are. There, for whatever reason, is the presence of the mycoplasma in the vaccine producing location. And because the filters are not able to prevent the movement of mycoplasmas through from one part of this manufacturing process to the other, makes them one of the most common contaminants in diagnostic laboratories and vaccine manufacturing. To me, that is such an incredibly mind-blowing statement that we have been infected with these mycoplasmas that are undetectable in the vaccines. The vaccines that we have, well, not me, but many Americans have willingly lined up for. Okay, so does that mean every one of us is sick with any one of those diseases that I mentioned before? Well, no. And why is that? It's so amazing because some of the people will have just a very high level of function of all of the different systems of their bodies, and the mycoplasma can be dormant for many, many years, 10, 20, and even 30 years. So you think about this. Okay, you might be infected with this mycoplasma when you're a young person, but because you're very well fed, because you're very well rested, because all of the different systems in your body work efficiently because your genetic strength for well-being is supported, there are no symptoms of infection with this mycoplasma. What are some of the things that are so helpful so that you don't necessarily manifest any symptoms of disease because of the presence or the proliferation of mycoplasma? So the proliferation of the mycoplasma is minimized. Okay. There are going to be many medical practitioners out there that disagree with me, but what I'm going to say is it's very important to have a body temperature of 98 degrees. Well, so many people that I work with, their body temperatures are under 98 degrees. And I refer back to the book, Broda Barnes, The Unsuspected Illness, Thyroid Disease, and he talks about the importance of maintaining a certain body temperature. And remember when we used to have thermometers that said 98.6, and that was the goal, to have a temperature of 98.6? Now, most people don't have that temperature of over 98 degrees. And what does that mean? Well, it means that your immune system that depends on a certain body temperature, and when there is an invading microorganism, your immune system triggers a rise in body temperature, and that rise in body temperature, known as a fever, is meant to kill off a substantial number of the invading pathogens. But if your body temperature starts at, let's say, 97.8 instead of 98.6, you are never able to raise your body temperature to a sufficient, and I'll say, quote, fever, unquote, level, a body temperature sufficient to kill off invading pathogens. So what you want to do is support your body temperature. How do you do that? Well, one of the ways to do it is exercise, because you're going to just trigger an increase in temperature with that physical movement. But the other part relies on certain minerals and trace minerals in order to maintain a proper temperature. And I say you want a temperature of at least 98 degrees when you awaken in the morning, keeping in mind that you have a circadian rhythm that regulates body temperature. And in the evening, let's say from 7 to 9, the body temperature is going to be at its highest during the day. So you may be 98.6 to 99 degrees. That's in the evening. That's how your body is meant to work. And then in the morning, that circadian rhythm is guiding your body to have the lower body temperature of the day, which I would say you want right around 98 degrees. So these are important aspects of how your immune system works and how you can minimize the potential danger associated with this mycoplasma that we are all vulnerable to. You're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'll be back after these messages.
Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That is where Save a Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait for special sales. Every day of the week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Want more? Go to info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Want to keep up to date on progress at Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate? You can visit SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. Do you want to find out even more? go to info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com and tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save A Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more about the low, low prices coming soon at Save A Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. And welcome back. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here for the Save A Lot Nutrition Hour, and today I'm talking about mycoplasma. Very interesting because it is associated with so many different diagnoses that we've come to view as pretty much the consequence of aging or possibly the consequence of not eating properly, not getting the right rest, and okay, ultimately we pay a toll. Maybe we say, okay, well, I've been exposed to that chemical sprayed on my lawn, or I've been inhaling paint fumes or whatever. And the truth of the matter is it is a stealth microorganism in each and every one of us that is poised, so to speak, to create a symptom when we let down our guard. So in your blood work, you can request to have a Mycoplasma pneumoniae blood test done and evaluate the significance of the presence of this microorganism in your body. You want to keep that number low. And what are some of the things that you can do to maintain your good health and avoid the pitfalls of Mycoplasma pneumoniae creating an infectious situation that leads to degenerative disease, creating a situation that triggers your immune system and unfortunately misguides your immune system into attacking your own body's cells. Okay, I mentioned keeping your body temperature. You want to make sure that your body temperature is sufficiently supported. So 98 degrees, around 98 degrees when you awaken in the morning. Proper hydration, and of course you want to make sure that you're not exposing yourself to very high levels of chlorine or fluoride or any kind of degradation in the water. So high quality filters, probably reverse osmosis, one of the best ways to be certain that your water is pure. Oxygenation. Well, one of the things that I mentioned with regard to keeping your body temperature up was physical exercise. And of course, the more you create a situation in raising your heart and respiration rate, the better the oxygenation to all of the tissues of your body. But there are many different ways of supporting oxygenation. The most basic that I talk to people about are two supplements that we talk very frequently about here on Save A Lot Nutrition Hour, and that would be coenzyme Q10. When you enhance the activity of your heart, the ability to oxygenate blood and tissues is very supported. So that's helpful. The exercise, and we talked the last week, I believe it was, with one of the experts with regard to PQQ. PQQ is one of the substances that's going to enhance oxygenation. What are some of the things that suppress a highly functional, highly oxygenated being? Stress. And you say, well, okay, well, how's that suppressing my oxygen? Well, stress tends to cause your muscles to tense. That's very difficult for oxygenated blood to get through to oxygen-starved cells and tissue. tissue and cells. And so you have to be very aware of your physical response to stress. What's one substance that tends to get used up virtually in seconds when you're under stress? Vitamin C. So what's an easy way to be replacing that vitamin C all through the day? Probably some vitamin C powder in that pure water that you're drinking. So all through the day, to be sipping on water that is enhanced with vitamin C, you go a very long way to achieving balance in how your immune system works. And that's what we're all about, achieving balance. So minerals and trace minerals, I told you before that those were of great importance when you start to understand the function of the cell and maintaining the integrity of the cell membrane, being able to bring nutrient substances within the cell and that PQQ going to the mitochondria of the cell and generating enhanced energy. PQQ may very well also be supportive of creating multiple mitochondria within the cell. When you have multiple mitochondria within the cell, the ability of that function, that cell to function above and beyond the above normal capacity, just with that simple supportive substance, PQQ, CoQ10, the vitamin C, and now the trace minerals. I was talking about maintaining your body temperature at 98 degrees for sure at that earliest part in the morning. So, you know, somewhere between, say, 6 and 10 in the morning, your body temperature is going to be at its lowest. And you want that lowest body temperature to be right around 98 degrees. And the trace minerals are critical to support that thyroid function that is literally your body's thermostat. So selenium, so important. And iodine, and that is kind of almost, not almost, it's totally neglected with regard to mainstream medical practitioners. Their use of iodine has been pushed aside. No, you're going to create a toxic situation. No, that has too many problems. You'll have an allergy to the iodine. And the truth of the matter is, it is a trace mineral. It has a certain range found in the blood doing a blood test. And you want to be in the upper half of that range. What's that going to do? It's going to help support your body temperature, and it is going to minimize the possibility that mycoplasma and virtually all infectious microorganisms, it could be viruses, bacteria, as well as this mycoplasma. And the more sophisticated our research gets, the more we have insight into microorganisms that have an insidious ability to infect us on a cellular level, and it is so difficult once we are infected to overcome the symptoms. So the idea that, yes, we all have this mycoplasma circulating within our bodies, but what can we do? Just support function of every different system of our bodies. Some of the other things that are so effective in a general way at overcoming the possibility that something is going to make us sick: silver. It interferes with the respiration of different pathogenic microorganisms, kills them. They can't proliferate. Garlic. Oh, the antimicrobial effects of garlic, comprehensive. probiotics and enzymes. You want to maintain the integrity of your digestive system. Where does your immune response initiate? In your gut. Probiotics, very important. You don't want to stress your lower digestive system, so take enzymes and have that digestive tract work correctly from start to finish. High-potency omega fish oils reduce inflammation. That's one of the things that microorganisms love, inflammation. And you don't have to deal with inflammation with the anti-inflammatory effects of vitamin C, of garlic, of the omega-3 fish oils. And so we have come to the end of the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I've been talking, hopefully, to very interested listeners who are now very well aware of the possible source of many of their degenerative diseases. I will be back here tomorrow at 10 o'clock with a very special guest. Lots more information on progress in the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And I just want to thank you all for tuning in and listening. Have a great day.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.